Hey, what's poppin', people? It's crowded down here, not as crowded as I thought it would be, but we've got Mark from Berkeley, we've got Brandon from Rochester Hills, Joey's here from St. Clair Shores, Jay from Plymouth, I'm Drew from Ferndale, it's Drew and Mike Podcast!
Yeah.
No Charlie LaDuff, but he's calling in about 10 minutes, and I think it's going to be a somber... It needs to be a somber call. He is breaking news, by the way.
Really?
Concerning himself.
Really?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Is everything all right?
I think so. I think it's going to be, I don't know. I'm not going to say. I could be wrong.
What a tease.
But there's all kinds of news today as, I wait till the music runs out, I guess. We have some phone numbers we could use today. I don't know if they're real or not, but they were real. Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, cool. You can find out about Designated Survivor, the greatest show on TV.
I know. I'm so pumped. If this is Kiefer, I love Kiefer Sutherland. And we got a number, we have a number for Gilbert Gottfried. And then we were thinking about calling Chelly because he's been at the Cubs games.
What about Sheen?
I texted Tony today.
Nothing back from him?
Let's see.
Because the story is, you know, everybody wanted Charlie Sheen to throw out the first pitch or do something with the Indians since they're in the World Series. But Major League Baseball said, no!
What a crock of shit.
I know. Well, I really don't know why they wouldn't do something with him.
I can't believe it. I think it's ridiculous. I think it has to do with his HIV and his craziness.
The tiger blood and all that crap. Yeah.
It's still a great, great movie and a great role, and the place would go nuts!
For Wild Thing?
The place would be up for grabs if they did that.
What?
Turn on Brandon's mic.
Did you say something?
What'd you say, Brandon?
You just mentioned him, just have him come from the bullpen.
Yeah.
Have him cut his hair the same way and get those glasses on. That'd be sweet.
Absolutely. No, he's got to be wearing the uniform.
You know, some of the players, I forget which guys it were, brought back Joe Boo. Remember the little statue that Pedro Serrano had? Yeah, the first baseman. Hats for bats. I love that movie so much.
That is such a missed opportunity, and it's such a snob thing by baseball.
Yeah, I don't really understand that at all.
Well, they say they've got it all set up. I don't care how much you have set up. He can still run out from center field and take the mound and throw a stupid pitch.
Yeah, very dumb.
Snob, snob, snob. Ugh. Okay. What a surprise today. Why are we playing Switch to Clyde? I'm confused. Oh, because it's Friday.
Oh, I hate this song still. I don't miss this at all.
Well, weren't we just talking about how when I was in Arizona, two stations played at the same time on Friday, which was, what? And actually, I think Casey in St. Louis plays it as a Friday song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think there's a few other stations. I don't know why.
Why is it a Friday song?
I don't know. I really don't. But we need to be songless for just a moment. LaDuff should be calling in a few minutes, but I wanted to get this out of the way first. Drew Sharp died today.
I was so surprised.
Yeah, I didn't even know he had any medical issues whatsoever.
Yeah, he had some when he was a really little kid, like really young, which is why he never played sports. He never really talked about it that much. But Brandon worked on that show for a lot more at 105.1.
Yeah,
with Matt and Drew. But you said he would open up about it.
He would talk about when he was younger, and then, just like you said, he wasn't able to play the sports because he had some medical conditions. But he still had the love for sports, so he wanted to get into the journalism side of things. So
we avoid the term open up on this show, please?
Sorry.
Why?
kind of gay. I don't know. I don't want people opening up on the show.
What? Why not?
I don't want to discuss people opening up either. I don't know. It just sounds... I don't know, Femi. I
think you need to open up a little, mister. Stop being so callous.
I know we're talking about Drew opening up, but whatever.
I know what you mean. I don't know. I don't know what to say about him that hasn't been said. A lot of people would always ask about him because his writing was trollish. you know, incredibly negative.
I hated his writing. I'm not going to pretend I didn't. I couldn't stand his writing.
Of course not.
He was just picking a scab, it seemed like.
Mm-hmm. And he knew it, but...
It was a shtick, though. It was shtick.
He was actually a really good guy.
I thought he was perfectly nice. I didn't know him very well and was asked to work with him, and I didn't want to do that. You know, obviously,
yeah.
Was something that had nothing to do with him. Well, a little bit, but not really.
Well, we worked, we worked Brandon directly. You know, I was still there, but he was always really nice to me. And I never got to meet Karen, his wife, but she always made really good cookies.
Oh my God! Every single week, she would be bringing in something, some new kind of baked goods for us all. And
yeah,
that was fantastic.
You know what just wiped me out today was Doug Karsh was talking about knowing Drew, and he had talked to him about 2 weeks ago, and he was talking about his house in Petoskey, and I guess he did rent it out, and they would spend time up there when it was rented out, and then they ended up, they put it on the market, they changed their mind, but then they got a great offer, so they sold it because they were going to spend more time in Florida, and when he's talking about that, all of a sudden it just hit me like, oh, God. This guy's just getting into, you know, his
the golden
post-work,
yeah.
You know, take it easy in Florida years, and this happens. How, you know, just, I mean, bam, how terrible. Not that it wasn't bad enough, but, I mean, it just really struck me.
Maz had a tweet that made me laugh because his tweet was about how Drew would always laugh at Maz because Maz was such a fan of Drew Sharps.
Maz was such a fan of Drew Sharps?
Yeah, that he was kind of like a fanboy for him.
Really?
Like fan meaning that he liked him a lot, which I thought was kind of adorable in a Mazzaway way. In a Mazzaway.
A fanboy?
Yeah.
We avoid that term, too, in the future?
Sure.
You know, he really took all that criticism in stride, though, because a lot of people would get upset with the columns because they were always negative. And
mm-hmm. Oh, the comments were unbelievable. I mean, he was having a ball with that.
Yeah. He did not mind it whatsoever. He knew he was getting a reaction out of, you know, individuals, and so that was kind of a primary target of his, you know, one of his goals in writing itself. But then, you know, even on the radio, when people would call in and, oh, you're Boudini, and they'd say this, that, and they'd make fun of him, and he'd cackle. He'd have that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he took it in stride.
Well, that was the worst stretch of road he probably went down professionally when he came to work at 105.1.
The past year? Yeah.
Yeah, the plagiarism thing and then the 105.1 thing didn't go terribly well.
No.
And the timing was horrible. Mm-mm. And, you know, but I don't know that he had medical problems of late. I mean, were there recent problems or was that just sort of his whole life?
To my knowledge, not last year when I was working with him, I don't think that he had any issues then. He was taking a lot of the trips to Florida, like you had mentioned, you know, taking golf trips with his wife. And
yeah, boy.
But, you know, all in all, he seemed healthy, seemed like
sucks.
He was enjoying life.
Rico was apparently a good, he was good to Rico, or he was kind of a mentor to Rico.
Oh,
Rico absolutely lost it on Fox, too, which was just, oh, man.
Which in turn made Ryan lose it.
Yeah, I know. It was
like group crying.
It's kind of like throwing up. You know, one guy throws up and can make another throw. It was sort of like that because it just hit Ryan. I know. I was laughing. I couldn't stop laughing because I watched it like three times because watching Ryan fighting to keep it together.
Yeah.
He was trying to help Rico out, and then he just lost at the end. And it was like seeing these two big guys just falling apart. It was just really, really sad.
Well, Rico especially because he saw him last night.
Oh, you saw him last night?
Yeah, at the Michigan State Media Days. Drew passed away before his last column was even published. It was published later today. It was all about the Spartans basketball team.
I didn't even see it.
Yeah,
kidding.
It's online. I mean, that the headline is Drew Column's last sharp, and then Drew Sharp's last column.
Wow, that was weird.
And then the title about it.
Boy. 56.
I mean, you're hearing the same things from a lot of different people that, you know, once you got to know him, he was a really nice guy. And so that's, you know, so many people are saying it because it's true, you know. I went into it thinking this guy's so negative, I'm not going to have a good time in this. But he ended up being very nice and very personal. He would ask you a lot of questions about yourself and make you feel.
Love talking politics.
I'd say this is one of the worst obituaries that I've ever seen because people are just, they can't help saying that they hated his work or they hated his columns.
Yeah.
But they liked him.
But they read him.
But I'm honest, Scott, I've not heard one person say, I loved his work.
There's a few of them I've seen.
Who said that? I'm just curious.
Like commenters on the stories.
Oh, okay.
he never pulled punches, and they hate the Lions as much as he did.
I never understood somebody who can go to Michigan who hated Michigan.
Me neither. What's that all about? I don't get it.
You know, the never pulled punches thing, I would buy that, but he was always punching.
Yeah.
So, you know, if he's pulling a punch, it would have been so unusual.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy. Okay, waiting for Charlie and his breaking news. I suspect it's breaking news. Yeah, you want to just dial Charlie up? I think he's trying to stay out of the Drew Sharp obit.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, I told him to give us 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I said, unless you want to jump in, and he didn't seem to want any part of it.
Hmm.
Jack off reach around.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Reviews are coming out.
Yeah. They had the big press junket yesterday for the premiere for Jack Off Reach Around.
Mm-hmm.
It's number two, right? Jack Off Reach Around number two.
Yes.
Never Come Back or something. And
C-U-M.
And he was walking, and they asked him about Scientology, and that's what made him stop to talk to that interviewer to talk about how great Scientology is.
Please.
Which I'm sure whoever is putting that movie out is just thrilled that he won't stop to talk about the movie, but he'll talk about Scientology.
Well, that's so typical of him.
Oh, I know. I know. I'll have to find his
The reviews are bad, by the way.
Oh, I'm shocked.
Which I think will make the movie funny. Because the
Well, thank God he has Scientology to fall back on. No, oh, he's blowing us off.
Hello?
Charlie.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, we're done. We're done with Drew Sharp. We're on. We're recording.
It's Drew and Mark.
You're on.
Yeah. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man.
Cool.
You sound very surprised.
You sound somber, too.
Well, yeah. I'm in your fucking hoarder's room.
What?
And I'm a little tripped out.
Where are you?
What?
You're in the house?
In the fucking hoarder's room upstairs.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, God Dude. Damn you.
I honestly had no idea.
I had no idea. He's unescorted. He's unescorted. Someone escort him immediately.
All right, explain what you see in front of you right now, Mr. LaDuff.
An empty bookshelf fucking smothered by a bunch of books all over the goddamn floor. To my right, it looks like a hobo's kind of like a
bedding
linen closet, but what's in it is a bunch of fucking sweater vests.
What?
With the fucking tag still on them. It's weird.
Sweater
and then what? There's like
are you sure?
Oh, no, that's dry cleaning.
Are
dry
you sure
cleaning tags.
You're in this house.
And then
Charlie broke into
I'm looking at these
house.
Like Rodney Dangerfield Caddyshack golf belts. There's like six of them.
What?
What?
Dude, I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't even know if he's
seriously
in this,
no.
Maybe he's not in this house.
Can you bring the belts down?
Yeah, I can bring these belts down. Dude. What in the world?
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a
Damn
hat
it.
Like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
What was the one belt?
How did I not figure that out? The dogs were barking. I thought it was, someone else.
Yeah.
It was him. He snuck in. Unescorted.
What else do you see, Charlie?
The rat poison.
Yeah.
Looking for fucking rat holes. Oh, and then through in the other side of the hoarder's loft up here is... This has got the pull-out couch that's, like, half pulled out with the blankets all over the floor. It's really weird, like he...
Well, that's the last guest that slept in there's fault, not mine.
All right.
I mean, somebody slept up there. I didn't even go up there after they were here, so... I haven't been upstairs in about 3 months.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, there's no need to, right?
No. Not really. I threw a few books in the hoarder room.
and dry cleaning, apparently.
I don't even think I put that up there.
Oh.
You got a weird reading taste, too, man. I swear to God.
What's weird about my reading taste?
Just eclectic.
Well, Tony Tennille?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, well.
She trashed the captain.
I thought it could be kind of interesting.
Yeah, she shit all over the captain.
Yeah, on our airwaves.
Oh, hey, dude, by the way, I have a picture of you from back when you were handsome.
Just last week?
Oh, God.
Yeah, from a tombstone cutting shop in East Detroit. They got you hanging up in the office.
Oh, really? That was a good story last night, by the way. It was very heart-wrenching.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that was still boy. Some
they
tough stories.
Put it on the air this morning. I was really upset about it.
Wait, what?
They didn't even put it on the air this morning. I was
yeah, they did.
Upset about it.
Yeah, I saw it this morning.
No, at like 11, man. They didn't put it on before then. I was like, come on, that's kind of, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of kid.
What's morning prime time? 9 o'clock or 7?
Dude, we go from 4:30 to noon.
Oh, okay,
like,
so
crazy.
So prime time would be 7 to 9, probably, right?
I would say probably 9 to 11.
Oh, 9 to 11.
Huh.
Well, I would have thought, I would have thought I'd been in there, too. That's weird. I don't know how they make those decisions. I guess you don't either,
huh? Tax papers?
Would you get the fuck out of there?
It is your tax papers. That's your fucking room.
Why are you unescorted?
He must be in the kitchen now.
No, he's still.
No, he's got a box of tax papers. Dude, you're rich.
Oh, my God.
Really? That's not the only thing
you're
hoarding away. A bunch of cash.
You are such a miserable cocksucker.
I'd be horrified.
Get out of my fucking house.
Or just sit in your basement all day yakking, man. You really did well for yourself. Would you want me to bring the beanbag down?
The beanbag? Yeah, go ahead, sure, whatever. Do whatever you want.
You're going to do it anyway.
It's not doing anything up here except holding up books.
Well, that's a job. What's wrong with holding up books? I object to the idea that I have an eclectic reading taste.
Really?
I don't think it's eclectic.
Yeah, it is. You covered plenty of different. Well, although you only like nonfiction.
But no, he really doesn't have an eclectic. I wouldn't call it eclectic.
It's nonfiction.
It's basically, it's sports and music.
Yeah, sports and music. There's a little politics thrown in.
There's other pop culture than that.
There's a true crime, too.
Yeah, that's pretty
good.
Here's
one called Wonderful Father. May I?
Wonderful Father?
It's like a photo album. Can I open it?
I don't think so.
No. No.
Why
don't
am I
open
asking?
Anything.
I'm doing
no.
It anyway.
No, you're unescorted. Bring the beanbag down if you want to. Don't
I'm
open
slide
anything.
I'm going to slide down the stairs on it. Okay, I'm going to slide down the stairs. Listen.
Oh, man.
In the beanbag. Here we go.
Oh, boy. Wait, Art, which stairs?
Okay, here we go.
God, he's a fucking child.
Right.
A fucking child. Oh, great. The dogs know better.
He on their mojo,
okay, the beanbag got stuck halfway down, and I kept going.
I think that's the part we heard was you continuing.
Yeah, that
go.
Hurt. That did hurt. I cracked my
he
rib.
He needs some milk.
Oh, the poor dogs. God. Why did I leave the door open?
I imagine he's going to come down these stairs now.
Really. I should have locked the front door.
He says, the look on his face.
My Sandberg jersey.
Yeah,
oh, no, it's not my Sandberg jersey. It's the Cubs away jersey. Would you stay out of my shit? God!
A bottle of
relentless.
It's funny.
What did I do to deserve this? What is this my punishment for?
God, that's a good question. Probably for imposing any rules upon Charlie. You know, you impose a rule, he's going to want to break it, right?
You mean the escort?
Yeah, yeah. You got to admit, it is kind of intriguing what would be up there, I would think, to most people.
I don't know, I think it's pretty predictable, really.
Do you like looking through other people's, like, CD racks? And, well, CD racks are kind of antiquated, but, like, you know, their iPod or their bookshelves?
Yeah, bookshelves, yeah.
Yeah, I find it really intriguing. It says a lot about a person.
But, there's no bookshelf. There's a lot of books on the floor.
Well, that's your bookshelf.
It's true. Oh, my God.
I know, what's
he doing?
Out of sorts.
What is he doing? Is he getting beer?
He's getting a bottle opener.
Oh, great. This is miserable. God damn it.
Did you end up watching the that dinner last night with...
I did, yeah.
With Trump and Clinton?
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting because, honestly, I watched the first 5 minutes. First of all, Maria Bartiromo's tits behind Trump were
now,
incredible.
You got my text, right? Like, right away?
Yes.
So, I was sitting there watching it. You couldn't see her head when it first started. Like, they were so zoomed in. But, yeah, but you couldn't even see her head at first. It was just neck down and just her boobs. But wow, did those steal the show, man.
They are monstrous.
Yeah.
Wow.
Big time.
Charlie, have you ever... Oh, watches. Wait, you brought my watch collection down here?
Well, it's a collection. What's it doing all heaped up? And these are pretty nice.
Drew's got a great watch.
These are oldies, but goodies. These are actually, there's a lot of junk in here, but...
Tell them me.
And milk thistle.
Milk thistle.
That's good for your liver.
Now, here's what I really found. I want an explanation for this. What is the meaning of this?
Who's gonna put all this stuff back is what I want to know.
These
no one's gonna stay down here in the basement.
The ladder's still out from him going on the roof.
I know.
Collection of his.
That's not his though.
I think it's his.
Yeah, those are like sweaters I used to wear, I think.
Oh, your ACC belt. You used to wear your ACC belt all the time. That belt rules.
Well, there's only like half the teams are in there.
This is Ronnie Dangerfield belt.
Now, I don't know. That's not my belt. I don't know where that came from.
Oh, your Beatles belt.
That's a revolver belt.
All the time, too.
Yeah, here, Drew. Welcome to your old life. Here.
That's right. It sucks.
Welcome to your old life.
You got the Jamaican belt.
I'm kind of confused about... Just lay them on the floor.
Okay. That's where I found them.
Yeah.
Shall we press on?
Those are dry cleaning slips, I think.
Did you get your shots before you went up there?
I want him out of here.
Jesus. Well.
Those are going to be down here for months.
I'm putting them back up.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks a lot.
You know, it's funny. Joey he always is the one that cleans up
after
us. I know.
He's really good.
Even back at the old studios, he would clean up after us. He's very organized and clean.
Look, here's the picture of Drew I saw at the...
Oh, yeah, the promo picture for... Yeah. That's for blah, 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 right?
It looks like... Who's the cat that played Batman in the TV show?
Adam West?
He looked kind of like Adam West in that, doesn't he?
Adam West?
Right there.
Really?
Yeah, now you look like the athlete you were there. Like, I see... Yeah, you were a big time college athlete in that. No, the question is, sorry, it went away. One question, and I'll get off it.
You're right.
Sure.
I can't wait to hear this.
Who's the question? Who's that lady next to you?
Who's that lady?
That's Grandma Clark.
Look at that.
He has had some crazy weight fluctuations.
I know, he has. He's thin there. What is going on with his weight there? Jesus.
Oh, that's when he was trying to get hot. Remember those days?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
His biweekly workouts.
Yeah.
He just wanted biceps. Apparently, yeah. He ended up losing weight everywhere else.
You ever get him? Okay, you want to see what upstairs looks like?
That's about right. Wait a sec. You do have a bookshelf, though.
Yeah, I know. I just haven't put the books in it.
We're all crowded with books laying on the floor.
That's well, they're you know books were in boxes. I didn't have time to take them out of the boxes and put them on the shelf, but had the shelf put up so I can someday.
Are you planning on staying?
No, not really.
Yep.
That's why I don't think the books will ever make it to the shelf. I think I'll leave before the books get in the shelf. But that's the upstairs. I mean, that's the part of the house that's. I mean, you're supposed to be escorted. You should have never seen this.
We can have Joey stay up there. No, when Jay comes walking home, he can just flop up there.
Walking home.
Well, maybe we'll have an office up there eventually.
Jay's,
hey, there's that Beatles shame. Book. I was looking for that book. What do you know? Damn.
Well, now you know where it's at.
Jesus Christ.
That should probably be the first place you look.
Together, man.
I know. Well, there's a lot of books down here, too.
And you threw a bunch away not that long ago.
Because yeah,
I pulled
I did.
Up one day
That's
and there
right.
were like four boxes that said free books on it.
I know, and man, they were gone. They were gone in a hurry.
Yeah.
Then it rained, and that was the end of the books. So, hey, you know the Al Smith dinner? You mentioned that a second ago. We should talk for a minute about that. Did you see the Al Smith dinner, Charlie?
No.
None of us seen any highlights?
No.
Trump actually had a couple really funny jokes.
I saw a couple highlights. I'll admit that.
The first 7 or 8 minutes when Trump was on, I thought he was like the likable Donald Trump. Like the likable Trump who actually could have done something in this election.
You know, he's got fairly good comedic timing.
Yeah, absolutely.
But not last night, I thought. Last night he seemed to be, but maybe that's because it's a weird room and a weird setup.
Well, first of all, he wasn't frantic yelling.
Yeah.
It was much calmer. I thought, like the Melania joke. about how
that was pretty good. But the setup was, I'm going to get in trouble for this one. It's like, just do the goddamn joke.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
I thought he was endearing
in a way that he rarely is now.
I thought his most endearing moment was when he sat there and laughed at the jokes about him.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah, he was being...
Hillary did the jokes about him, and he actually sat there and smiled and laughed.
Oh, okay.
That was like the most human he's been to me in a long time.
He was deliberately reading, deliberately as in at a much slower pace than normally, and getting some laughs.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he went way dark. Hillary's here pretending she likes Catholics, or she doesn't hate Catholics.
Yeah, like her personal opinion and public opinion are different. That's supposed to be the setup, but then she's here pretending she likes Catholics. That's not really a punchline.
The crowd was booing, and no, he was just decided to rip her all of a sudden. He was being kind of nice, and then it went real dark.
And it takes a village, and of course the Clintons took some of them in Haiti.
Yeah,
oh.
which actually isn't a bad joke, not for that audience.
I had to turn
Rickles though. Don Rickles was the best. What he did,
I think
that's funny.
I thought it got real cringy.
Read the room though. Yeah, I think
the room was booing him, which was, I don't know if he deserved to be booed that bad, but I thought it went from being funny to being not so funny to being
awkward.
Him really trying to rip her a new ass.
Yeah,
and boy, I don't know.
And she had a couple jokes about Giuliani, and Giuliani looked pissed.
What were the jokes that Giuliani was pissed about?
God, I can't. You know what? I can't even remember exactly what they were, but they cut to him, and he was just livid. It kind of made him look like an errand boy for Donald.
What's the dinner celebrate?
It's a charity dinner for Al Smith, the former governor of New York, who ran for president, I guess, in the 20s. But they raise $6 million for Catholic charities in New York, and they do it every election year for the president. Both of them are usually there. Hmm. The only time they have him in there, I think they disinvited Mondale and Clinton over abortion.
Really?
A couple of the Democrats, yeah. And maybe even Carter in 80. But other than that, every year they both have been there. That's the event 4 years ago where Mitt Romney had that great joke about it's nice to see everybody dressed up in their white, what's it called? White tie, you know, white tie, black tie. Yeah. Nice to see everybody dressed up in their white tie. It's how his wife and him relax at home. I'm delivering the joke terribly.
Oh, okay.
But you remember that joke?
Yeah, I do.
It's a pretty good joke. As if he's sitting at home.
Somehow Mitt Romney was even funny at that thing, which was... impressive. Who wrote those jokes last night?
I don't know.
I really wonder, because it seemed like Trump was reading. Somebody wrote some great jokes for him, and then all of a sudden it was him writing. Mm-hmm. Just got nasty as hell. Did you hear about the car? The car that was stuck, or it had Trump stickers all over it, and they left it in a black neighborhood to see what would happen.
Oh, who did that?
YouTube.
YouTube?
Yeah, and of course the car got the living shit beat out of it.
What city?
Let's see. YouTuber Joey Sellers posted a video of a Trump car in a black neighborhood. Said he put Trump stickers on the car in order to see what reaction would be. Video purports to show people destroying the car after 45 minutes.
Purports.
Yeah.
It's not a...
YouTuber conducted a social experiment by leaving car door with Trump. Joey Sellers posted a clip Monday night. Quickly received more than 340,000 views. Video began with Sellers explaining a lot of black people don't like Trump. He got a car, Trump paraphernalia, parked in a black neighborhood to see what happened. In the video, he doesn't explain where the neighborhood he has left the car is, what it's called, what demographics make it a black neighborhood, whatever. For the next minute, a man can be heard complaining about the car and removing some of the Trump items. Then he opens the door, talking loudly about the Trump items, saying, we're going to see what's inside the car here. The video claims 15 more minutes less before the man returns with a group of people.
Okay, now doesn't it seem fake if someone's going, I'm going to see what's in this car?
You know, I'd like to see the video.
You know what I mean?
To really appreciate it.
It's Joey Salad, you say?
Yeah. Who, do you know him?
No, but is that, there's a couple of guys going around doing stuff like that, like going, white guys going up to black guys, you know, they're wearing the pants down on their hips and pulling them all the way down, or going in there and taking their wallets and shit and get the shit beat out of them, and they keep doing it.
Oh, God.
And it was just a prank, man. I was like, "That's fuck."
The men are shown tearing at the signs, breaking windows, and then throwing rocks at the car.
don't like Trump, and they don't even like his supporters in some cases. So what I did was, I got a car, put some Trump apparel on it, and we're going to park it in a black neighborhood and see what happens.
That's pretty blatantly a Trump car, but not that blatantly. Now, why are they blacking out the guy's face? Why are they obscuring his face? Because he's committing a crime?
Yeah, because they really care about exposing it.
So they don't get sued?
But the guy's
they're
committing a crime.
Yeah, they're out in public.
Or maybe it's a setup?
It may, exactly.
Yeah. This guy's on the phone, allegedly. His pants, by the way, are falling down his ass.
He's come forward and admitted it's fake.
This guy?
Yes.
Oh, no, I'm sorry I brought it up. Oh, well.
Well, no.
If you're immigrant, in it, the car don't open you. We can change inside or see what inside the car.
So why'd he fake a video like this?
Because it got, how many views did it
340,000 views.
He's got 340,000 views.
Just to do it, then. Just to get some
apparently
views.
Apparently he's done fake videos before, too.
Yeah, fuck you, Joey.
What the other fake videos?
The problem, because
this is really
stupid. A lot of people won't know it's fake.
I know, but, you know, and, like, what...
Well, no, I wish I'd seen
this. I don't mind
this.
You faking if you're making some kind of commentary, but, you know what I'm saying? You're not making anything. You just turn bullshit.
The guy's pants just fell completely down.
Yeah, well, this is fake before you told me. I could. You're not even throwing it.
Yeah, it's throwing. Conveniently, there's some bricks by the car that they're throwing through the windows.
As if people do this daylight.
Hey, Joey, fuck you. This is bullshit.
Well, you know what's bullshit about it is...
people believe it.
Wouldn't you, strip the car of what's valuable if you were really... If you were upset about the car, you wanted to get somebody.
Yes.
Why would the dudes, dudes, even go along with this?
They, right. I don't know, money. I mean, they got paid $50 to beat the shit out of a car.
Wow, man.
But, I mean, for the one guy is like leaping through the air trying to kick the window out. I just would think if they were really upset that this person was a Trump follower, wouldn't they steal what's valuable in the car and make some money off it?
I don't think they'd be making announcements
either. You're an old baseball player. Look at the arm on that guy. It took him 3 hours. Look how he throws.
Okay, they're just looping. Oh, whatever. God, Christ. My day is just getting worse.
Yeah, what are you doing all day?
Listen to this.
What's this doing on the show?
Pedro Torres, who's in the fifth floor of a building in Staten Island's Park Hill neighborhood, said, "To be honest with you, I was just chilling. I look outside and I see Joey. I know he's known for making shitty videos, and I know they're all fake, so I wanted to show the world that the videos were fake." He filmed him filming it.
It's funny that a guy like on the fifth floor block somewhere in New York is like, "Hey, yeah, Joey, he's fake. I'm going to film it."
Well, I kind of like to see his video, actually.
Here
it is. That might be fun.
You know, he just did it looks like a Vine or a... where's that? I'm up. I don't know if it's up or not. Because all the black guys that busted the window are standing behind the camera.
Okay. Okay, it's
and
a bit.
He's standing there recording the intro.
Yeah, well, he does his stand-up.
That's really, wow.
Oh, my God. How stupid. I mean, if you're going to do something like that, could you at least do a good job of it?
Now, I bet you want to know what's fucked up and probably heartbreaking is the comments on that thing.
Oh, well, YouTube has the worst comments of anything anywhere online.
The people that believed it and the shit going to come out of their mouth.
Let's see what they said.
All right.
Can we bring up the comments?
I'm looking for them right now. Yeah.
Remember this guy, Charlie, the walking man?
Oh, yeah.
He's being used for the mass transit, kind of a pro-mass transit documentary.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming out. It's sort of about his story more than anything, which might be fun to watch. But just curious, how do you feel about the mass transit thing? I know we talked about it a little bit.
I'm voting no.
You're voting no?
Completely voting.
As we sit here now, I'm voting no. I would certainly. That's the most important thing in this election to me personally. I mean, this could cost a lot of money.
Your pocketbook, yeah.
Oh yeah, big time.
Look, I voted to fund SMART. Let them get some new equipment. You know the regional system because.
Well, how many systems are you going to have? How many systems do we have to pay for?
And this one is going to be three, and there's nothing in codified that requires them to cooperate, like Detroit SMART and whatever this
DDOT.
Yeah, in this third one. Seems to me if you're going to put this Frankenstein together, you would have sat around for a couple of months trying to figure out how to create one. So you have one bureaucracy.
Exactly.
One mechanic's garage, one mechanic's union, or one bus driver's union.
Yeah, just hit the taxpayers for 1.2 mils. You know, $1,200 or $120 for every $100,000 your home is worth the next, what is it, 20 years?
20 years.
20 years?
And then if, what do you, what is, let's say, Oakland County get out of? You get $80 million worth of service, it costs you $800 million. How's that cost effect?
Why is it all on the homeowners?
Well, because half the people don't own a home and they're going to vote for it.
How about sales tax?
Right. If you start hitting people in the pocketbook and they notice it, nobody's going for it. They wouldn't go for the gas tax.
Now, well, wait, hold on. Hit him in the pocketbook. It's okay to hit me?
I said if everybody noticeably sees it, right? Everybody. Not a chance in hell.
Now, so a lot of people, the people that use it don't own home. Well, some of them do, but most of them don't.
What's the, I read the report, some of it, not all, it's very thick, but a commuter train from Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
How many people are commuting where we would need to
invest? I said the same thing.
Now watch this. The commuter train from Ann Arbor to Detroit doesn't link up at the airport.
That's ridiculous.
So they want to create a express bus from the airport. I'm like, man, what the fuck is this?
I know. I don't know why they just don't make a rail that goes Ann Arbor to Detroit. Something that goes to the airport.
A T, right? You would go Ann Arbor to Detroit, and then there would be a T from the airport to be one stop on the line.
Yeah.
Like they have in
Queens. How can you have three systems and none of them services the airport?
Well, they do, but with a bus.
They would have an express.
No, not the bus. But if you're going to have rail line, would something go to the airport?
Of course, that's my point. That's what's dumb about it.
There's another thing that bothers me.
Why buses anyway?
The cost is insane.
There's another one. You know the Q line.
The M1 rail. Yeah,
that Mr. Rogers train downtown that connects all the billionaires' playground.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. That's being bequeathed to the public, to the RTA. They now own it, okay? They promised us there was 10 years of operating budget. Like, you know, it's going to be self-sustaining for 10 years. But that's not true, according to Cranes. It's 5 years. It's 7 years. Maybe it's 3 years. So we now have to pick up the cost of running that thing that none of us really use unless we're going to park in one of their lots and drive around and party. I don't want to pick that up. I don't think that was a good use of public money.
You know what else? Somebody pointed out that if they're charging what they're charging, and it's crazy, it's part of the gas taxes going to this. I mean, there's so many piles of money going into this. This is so expensive. And yet the suggestion was, well, if all this money is being spent, if all these homeowners are spending all this money, and God, it's a ton of money, over 20 years. Think about that. If you own a $200,000 home, 20 times $240, that's well over $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
$4,000, that's a $200,000 home.
Yeah.
A lot of people have homes worth more than that.
Now, also remember what we're paying for.
What about?
What we're paying for with our homes already. The DIA.
The zoo.
Smart. Then other things coming out of our pocket that I don't know if it's on our house. It's coming out of our pockets, though. Detroit school reset. Flint, Belle Isle. So how much do you want from me? Look, I am a good person in this community. I'm not a tax revoltist. How much is it the best use of public money? I just don't get three bus systems, man.
I don't either. How could we be taxed for two different transportation systems? That alone, or three. Well, three, really. But smart and... No way. I can't think of any reason why I would vote yes for this. Unless I'm just saying
it's not going
to
pass.
The argument would be made with the walking guy. Well, look, we got to get people to and from jobs.
It's a very serious issue, shallow thought with the walking man.
What is it?
Somebody said that
I know
he's packing on some pounds. How that is
much? That's true.
Of course, it's true.
But
how much weight?
I have some pride in that story because, like, you know, once he became public,
yeah,
they gave him a car, mm-hmm. and he had that $350,000 in the GoFundMe.
Yeah,
everybody started knocking on his door, and he was freaking the fuck out,
mm-hmm.
right?
Of course.
Then he clipped the neighbor's house with his car.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you told us about that.
So I had to call the local captain of the precinct so he could park the car there and bring some cops over to get his shit out of the house before he got killed. Because the very same day that, his story goes viral, they find an 80-year-old guy killed in a house because somebody thought
Mulatto.
He hit the lotto for $20,000.
You know, as if he's carrying the $350,000 around with him.
His
people just give him
like
cash.
This big.
Wow. Unbelievable. Okay, well.
Yeah, I'm not voting yes for that.
No, I don't think I am either.
It's not going to pass.
I was trying to give it some thought, and I just, every time I looked at it, I was, that's so much money.
What about Prop A and Prop B? You know about those?
Negative.
Just real quick.
No state
what are they?
Is this counting? Because aren't there?
It's Detroit.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Prop A is like any time there's a certain amount of public money that goes to a developer that they have to provide so many jobs for locals, et cetera. Prop B is, no, you don't have to. Right? Like, no.
Why are there two different propositions?
Because business is lining up against A and the community's lining up against business, B.
Yeah.
So I would just vote no and no because, one, you don't want government getting in the way of development. But number two, what is with these corporate welfare queens always coming in and asking for development money? Invest your own money. What the government should be doing is getting out of the way of a private investor to develop.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I expect you to do. I don't expect you and your houses to fund these guys,
mm-hmm.
but that's what's going on.
You know, I don't like this idea that somebody's involved in a project, whether it's half of their own money, all their own money, or a third of their own money, that they have to hire X number of people from this place. I think that's just bullshit.
It's ridiculous.
Of course you want to hire local people. Anybody would.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to try and – why would you try and screw the people in a place that you're putting up a building? Nobody want to do that.
I agree with that. But, you know, part of the commercials in the vote no on this, it's going to kill development. Well, that's implying that nobody's going to develop unless you're sucking off the public tit.
And right.
That's what burns my ass. And the public gets upset because what are we actually getting out of it? We don't even get a job out of it. So you can understand the gut reaction to, propose something like A. Like, we need a piece too. We're not getting a piece. You're taking the whole pie. But it's bad. It's bad business.
No, amen. Charles Pugh lost his they were trying to stop additional people from testifying. But sorry,
good.
He's going to have a whole bunch of people up there talking about his picadillos.
Mm-hmm.
Without giving away what I'm told sort of underneath the sheets, let me just say it this way. Chuck, if I was you, I'd cut a deal.
Oh, yeah. He's got till Wednesday.
I'd cut a deal, dude.
Oh, absolutely.
They know stuff.
I don't think he's going to cut a deal either.
Okay.
Do you think he will?
They're going to have to give him some seclusion then. In the joint, I'd cut a deal.
Don't you think he's arrogant enough, though, to think that he can win this thing or that he didn't do anything wrong?
You mean, is he stupid enough?
Okay, stupid enough.
Yeah, he's stupid.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. I know that guy. I've met him. He's stupid. Guilty as charged.
I must say that I pitched a tent.
What was your experience with Charles Pugh?
You chased him
from the Fox 2? No, you weren't. You didn't work with him on Fox 2.
You chased him in New York. Yeah, I chased him down on his campaign finance stuff. I chased him down on the kid. I chased him into New York. The guy's a congenital liar. You're like, dude, you prey on kids. You groom them, and then you pluck them when they come of age. And now you got caught with the underage people because there's probably physical things they know about you. There's time elements they can connect you to. There's stuff.
Yeah, he's bound to have something crazy on his dick. It's bent or... Every guy's going to say it bends to the left or it bends to the right. Oh, Charles.
The Michael Jackson kids would point that out, too.
Yeah, now what was it exactly about Michael Jackson's dick?
I forgot. I mean...
There was something highly identifying.
It was like a gateway box, according to Clark.
He didn't know what he's talking about.
Oh, I don't know. I kind of bought that.
But well, I don't know. I kind of did too. Well, I mean, it was so identifying. They talked about it all the time.
Gateway box.
What is that? What do you mean a gateway?
Remember
bus?
Gateway, the computers, the box would come and look like a cow. It was splotchy, black and white.
It was something like that. Whether it be a mole.
It was something.
Can you believe those pictures never got out? Because remember, they took a picture of my penis, my buttocks, my inner thigh, my little thigh. Ooh.
There you go, Charlie. There's a gateway box.
Right, there it is.
Hello,
Michael. What's your brand name?
Apparently, there was a mark on the right side of his wiener that was identified.
It was like a mole or something, wasn't it? Something like that?
Gross! Jackson, that's disgusting.
You see how big it was?
It does not have size, no. Or girth.
Hair?
Okay.
Is it a hairy mole?
Does it look like a waxing gibbous moon?
Waning. It was a waning. Bigger.
Oh, yeah. Jackson.
Are you saying there was a cocaine dealer in the house? There's another one. Oh, you found a picture of it?
No, not a picture, but...
Another description?
I think this one's from a lawyer.
Brandon's scrolling through his own phone. He's scrolling through his own personal photos.
And it states, the genitalia were very oddly colored, with dark skin and light skin.
Like a gateway box.
And the photos that were taken absolutely matched what the child did describe.
Of course.
Why do you do this to me?
With a tattoo that said, eat more chicken.
So how did he win that case? How did Jackson win?
He won it because the mother was so inconsistent on how things went down. Events didn't match up. The reasons for them being together didn't quite match up. When I was sitting there, I remember it was very many years ago. It was quite obvious that she was offering the kid up to the altar of this guy's fame.
Oh, God.
And so there was just enough.
But he cured his cancer.
What?
He cured his cancer, didn't he? Or is that the first kid?
I don't know. Isn't that, wait.
Remember Chappelle?
Yeah, I was trying to remember if it was a Chappelle joke or if there was actually some basis to it.
Well, the kid was supposed to be dying, and he lived.
Keep an eye on Jay. He's going through the watches.
Uh-oh. Why would the mother's testimony be so important? Wouldn't it be the kid?
Because kids lie, apparently.
But the mother wasn't there when this happened. Well, she was in the house, probably.
Yeah, they were on the plane together and all that, yeah.
The Jesus juice.
Was drinking the Jesus juice?
Mm-hmm. What? You found a picture from your own personal collection
again?
What?
Somewhat.
Artist conception?
It's an artist conception from one of
the kid?
Yeah.
The kid drew that? That's the most basic
drawing of a penis.
Does it say 8 equals D?
It said he had very short,
pretty much.
Very short pubic hairs, but his genitalia had a baby oil stink to it.
Oh, gross! Ew. I don't know why he just beat off.
And then it just kind of, it's a drawing of your typical mushroom.
Why are you shaking your head? No.
It's a looks like a mushroom.
Wouldn't have beat off.
He wouldn't have beat off?
My theory.
I'm not an expert in pedophilia, but there's a reason you're using baby oil with a kid.
Oh, God. Wow.
Says he had ass blotches, too. Blotches on his ass.
Ew, Jackson. Gross. Ugh. Thanks, Brandon. This is disgusting.
Yikes.
I'm mad at Brandon.
That drawing was pathetic. I can't hold that.
I want to see it.
That kid was 12. He could do better than that.
Right?
You know, I mean, I don't want to rag on a kid that was molested.
When I was 12,
then don't.
Definitely surfed.
It looks like a Smurf house. It looks like the house for the Smurfs. Baby oil stinks.
I know.
Who had to check that? I might smell it.
Left glute.
Who's the person who had to check that? Like, oh yeah, it smells like baby oil. Yeah, he's right.
Sorry. Sorry, Charlie. I'm fat, remember?
Well, problem is, you know.
I'm not looking. No, I almost went over there. Not too.
Such a basic
drawing. I'm
going
to redraw it for you.
it is 8 equals D, though, isn't it? Except there's no 8.
Oh, wait, that's a bad drawing. Yes, sir, over.
Okay.
Looks like that, Charlie.
Yep, exactly. Except the shaft is shorter.
How rudimentary.
He only draws the end of the shaft.
And then it says, stinks like baby oil on it.
Stinks.
Yeah.
This baby oil stinks.
when
you've been forced to deal with some Michael Jackson's penis, yeah, you would describe it
Believe
as stinks.
Me, when it was first applied, it was very fragrant.
The fuck?
Now it just stinks.
Whatever happened to that kid?
He's got a boat now. He's cruising.
We're talking about that, though. That Jordan Chandler. How the hell does he explain?
Oh, no, Gavin, the second one, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Guys, here's what's weird. I actually had to spend my life sitting in that courtroom. I don't remember any names or anything. Guys are bizarre.
I know, we really lived this thing, didn't we?
God.
Remember, the Martin Brashear story was before he was charged. So the kid's name had been out there because we had seen the Martin Brashear story. And
I know, but I've physically typed it over and over. And I don't remember. I know.
We read the Jordan Chandler stuff about his father who tried to sell the play, tried to get his plays.
Yeah, that's right.
See what I mean?
Made. Yeah.
So
the
when
parents
you're, when
were no
when
good.
When you're sitting in a courtroom and you're a juror and you're hearing bullshit like this, like, wait a minute, it's got to be. Without a doubt, you know, and it was so riddled with.
But he did sleep in the bed with the kid every night for a
Very
year
charming.
Almost.
Hey, man.
And that was Jordy Chandler. That's kid that got $23 million. And every time he picks up a chick in his room.
I think he did.
Oh, I think he did it too.
I knew
Absolutely.
It was going to be about 8-4. That was my guess. 8-4. I was going to vote guilty. OJ did it. Robert Blake, I sat through that. He did it.
He did it.
He so did it. But can you imagine?
Why wasn't Jackson ever sued, or was he sued civilly? Am I missing something?
Well, he settled. He always settled.
Oh, that's right.
He just wrote checks. I mean, LaToya said that. LaToya and the mother said that, too.
Just forgot. Yep.
But he didn't settle that one.
Well, it was criminal, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was criminal. That was criminal, wasn't it? Yes.
Couldn't they, just like OJ, the family have taken him to civil court?
Well, but unless he settled.
Who knows, man?
Because Jordy, like you just said, got $28
million. 23.
23.
I still can't get over that. That kid picking up his date in a Rolls Royce and just going, oh, Mike, he must be so successful. Oh, no, Michael Jackson used to beat me off about 15 years ago. That's all. You know. I mean, seriously,
well
how do you explain
now.
That?
He's well adjusted now.
He's got some giant mansion in Malibu,
but here's
couple Rolls's, a Lamborghini.
I hope that girl went, he didn't pay you 23 for one time. You know, he didn't just beat him off once.
No, he slept in his bed every night for a year.
He should just say, oh, I used to date Michael Jackson.
They had warm milk.
It was very charming.
Say what, Brando?
I said it was very charming, and they had warm milk.
He's got all the footage.
Cookies.
I got all the footage.
That was Kiernan and
Kieran
Culkin. Yeah. Would sleep on each side of Michael, and they'd get up, and he'd have milk and cookies, and then they'd get
very
up and
charming.
Go in the air balloons.
Hot air balloons. Very normal.
That's you have the footage.
Hey, Charlie, with all the...
Hey, but that's where they found Michael Jackson's original nose. You know that. In Macaulay Culkin's ass.
Gross. It stunk like baby oil, too. Or, I mean, stinks like baby oil. Present tense.
Somebody sent a joke, by the way, just a couple days ago. I don't know why, but it was... Why did Pepsi drop Michael Jackson? Because he was sucking on a squirt.
Oh, gross.
Oh,
gross.
Just send it to your email.
Well, maybe. Maybe that's true, but he never blew bubbles. Ooh.
Did you used to blow bubbles when you were a kid? He's back in town. He wants your number. It's my favorite joke of all time.
God.
It's so stupid.
Oh, Jesus.
Say it again.
Hey, did you ever blow, like if someone's chewing gum, hey, did you ever blow bubbles when you were a kid? Yeah. Well, he's back in town. He wants your number. You've never heard that joke?
No.
I say it all the time to people in my household.
Oh, how nice.
That's a pretty good one.
Okay, so all the courtrooms you sat in, have you ever seen a defendant take pictures with the jury afterwards?
Never.
After they were acquitted?
That I can remember. Never, no.
Okay. Because Derrick Rose just did that after being acquitted.
Jesus.
I know. I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, for gangbanging a chick.
Yeah,
the jury basically, and basically the jury's saying that that she consensually slept with the three guys. So he's not saying this didn't happen. He's just saying that it was okay.
Oh no, it happened.
She's saying it was rape
because she texted him earlier that day, so it was expected consent or some weird. I don't know. It was bizarre.
I never saw the text though where she agreed to do three guys.
She never. Well, you get there, and then they say she said it, and she said she didn't. But
they broke
down
into the
door of the apartment.
Yeah. I don't know. I think a basketball player gets up there. A good basketball player. People are just... It's like O.J. Simpson.
I think the fact that they had dated before, they had slept numerous times before, that probably swayed the jury.
Did you guys hear about... my voice is terrible today. Tiger Woods was asked if he had any regrets.
Yes. Hilarious. Yeah.
His one regret... I mean, when I heard he had one regret, I thought, obviously, oh, well, it's all those chicks he was boning. He's going to say that.
And credit to Charlie Rose for really pushing him on it.
Yeah, but he didn't back down. His regret was not spending one more year at Stanford. It's his only regret.
Not banging eight whores or nine whores?
17 or 18 whores.
17 or 18 whores, yeah. That's not his regret. Well, no, he loved
that audio, Jay.
He had a great time.
Okay. The phone call.
Jimmy Gross.
To change the message. He sounds so desperate. That's right before he crashes the Escalade, right?
Huge. Quickly. Yeah.
Quickly,
yeah.
Huge.
Because then Elon went through his phone.
Why would he? What's the big deal about spending another year at Stanford, too?
I don't know.
I mean, that was really strange.
He was growing up too fast. He didn't have a childhood. Earl didn't allow him to have a childhood like Michael Jackson.
I need you to do me a huge favor.
Listen here.
Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and maybe calling you. So if you can, please take your name off that. And, just have it as a number on the voicemail. Just have it as your telephone number. That's it. Okay, you gotta do this for me.
Huge.
Quickly. Okay. Bye.
Oh, is he desperate?
So Tiger says, my mother was so supportive and loyal. So great of the mother. There's no other way. And then Charlie Rose goes, so she was supportive after Thanksgiving 2009 when you had the public humiliation, which is when she went, what happened? that was mommy being very supportive. So Tiger just nods, doesn't even answer. And Charlie Rose said, some would suggest, obviously, that the humiliation you went through publicly, your private life exposed, has a lingering effect on your mind and your game.
What happened?
I've heard that too. I look at the fact that, yeah, I've made a bunch of mistakes. But in the end, Elon is my ex-wife. She's one of my best friends. We've had two beautiful kids. And then Charlie Rose presses him again, which good job by him. How do you tell your kids why mama and daddy aren't together?
Oh!
It's because daddy made some mistakes. That's what he says. It's because daddy made some mistakes. I'd much rather have them hear it from me and so... And then Charlie Rose. So you've sat down and said,
oh, like they're going to read about the whore at Perkins Pancake House.
Oh, when she threw a tampon out the window? Oh.
Yeah, which the National Enquirer picked up. Isn't that just lovely?
Danny, is it true you traded an interview with Men's Health so they didn't report on the tampon they picked up in the Perkins parking lot?
Yeah.
Maybe. So Charlie Rose, so you've sat down and said, I regret what I did, and no, I don't. I haven't said that. I said, everybody makes mistakes, and the reason why mommy's living in her house and daddy's living in his house is because daddy makes mistakes, and it's okay. I mean, they're still young, but there's going to come a time when he's going to have to explain that.
The second shot for Tiger Woods out of the first cut.
Damn it. Tiger, come on.
I think once you realize that your dad's famous, they might start Googling about you.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to 13.
God, Tiger!
Once again, a one-handed follow-through.
Christ!
It's funny. I never Googled my dad.
Was that his dad yelling at him?
No, that was him yelling at himself.
The ghost of his dad.
No, Tiger.
Left it to the right again.
Dumbass.
Third person.
And Tiger on the tee, the hole in the upper back right
Tiger
quadrant.
Tiger once. He was on Colbert last night.
He was on Colbert
Tiger
last
was?
Night?
Yeah.
No shit. What'd he say?
Colbert was giving him props for being best friends with Elon. And he said, well, you know, I have Charlie and I have Sam. And it's amazing how much communication we have these days. I wish we would have had
dumb.
More earlier. And so he really kind of kissed his ass.
Balling all those chicks?
Yeah.
No.
I like the ones where he bitches out the cameraman, too. Those are great. That's when he has a bad shot, and he wants to blame someone else.
Well, it's never.
Want to take him after I hit the shot, please? You guys taking enough freaking pictures already? You did it on the tee, now you're doing it now.
He's such an asshole.
He is. I still like him. I want him to win.
I don't know. I don't really root for him. I don't like him. I
still think the game is more interesting when he plays, but when he
it
plays
is.
Well.
No, you're right.
I mean, it's good to have a villain or someone to cheer for.
You think he'll win one?
No.
I don't know.
Like one the rest major? Of his life? A major?
I think he might win one or
he'll
two.
He'll probably run into one.
I don't think he'll break the record.
No, God, no.
He's got to win five. He said he's going to break the record. He just said that.
I would think the over-under would be one. maybe half.
A lot of good golfers now.
Yeah, a lot of good young golfers.
You're right.
Uh-huh.
A lot of great.
He's the greatest golfer of all time. He is. And I'll make just one point.
Jack was so good for so long.
But it's a global sport now. So when you dominate it like that, I mean, there were no Koreans playing when Jack was playing.
Yeah, I tend to go to the default of the more recent, like when people match up teams and stuff. It's just there's a bigger pool of people to play. So
Calvin Pete was playing. There was a black guy.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Lee Trevino, wasn't he Mexican?
Yes. Chichi Rodriguez.
Chichi.
My favorite golfer.
Chichi was good.
He was black.
You know why he was my favorite golfer?
Why?
Because he didn't bullshit. He went up there and just hit the ball. He never did a warm-up swing. You know why he never did a warm-up swing?
Why?
Because when he grew up poor, he didn't have time to do warm-up swings. He would sneak out out of the woods,
really?
Out of the course, hit the ball, and then run back into the woods and go find his ball and run out and hit it.
So good for him.
I love that.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, cool story. You know, he held the record for the most, tournaments won.
Chi-chi?
For a long time, yeah.
I know that.
Yeah, I think Tiger broke that.
Don't forget Vijay Singh, too.
I love that story!
Next!
But, you know, Jack won majors from, like, 1960 to 86. He won that Masters, so he was winning majors for 26 years.
Yeah, but it was like Gary Player.
Arnie. Lee Trevino.
Tom Watson.
Weisskopf was good for a while.
Lee Trevino.
It's funny, too. None of those guys trained either. I mean, remember that was the big thing about Tiger is that he actually trained and did roids and trained to be a golfer, you know, built up muscle, which a lot of golfers never did. And they think that's what hurt him.
I wondered about that.
Might have blown his back.
The buildup of muscles.
Yep, too much muscle.
Yeah, you know, for something like golf or pitchers, too, pitchers can't get too muscular. That's too much movement in there you need to make.
Yeah, because, you know, when you're lanky, your muscles are more limber. When you have mass on, they can't stretch.
You look at some of those home run hitters like Ernie Banks. He's a skinny motherfucker.
Yeah.
He was skinny. Hank Aaron was thin.
I was going to say Hank Aaron, yeah.
But, God, those wrists. Man, what a swing. Speaking of sports, we're going to wrap up part one with this. Paul Feinbaum took aim at Michigan football fans. Yes. There's no comparison between Ohio State and Michigan. Ohio State fans are very knowledgeable. Michigan fans are from another planet. Ohio State fans know what they're talking about.
What? Based on what?
This is after he called Michigan fans pathetic, sniveling, and whiny. Is there a more pathetic fan base in America than the University of Michigan? What a whiny, sniveling bunch.
I don't know. There's plenty of whining. It's college football. There's plenty of whining, sniveling people.
This time, you sound a little sniveling there.
But I can spell snivel, motherfucker.
Call me. This time he attacked Michigan fans for thinking.
Stop whining.
Their team 6-0 start has any meaning. Call me back when you win just one championship.
You know what, though? I hate that argument because they haven't had an opportunity to play for one. You got to play one game at a time. It's not like they can just play the championship now.
Feinbaum called Michigan fans some of the most unrealistic people with whom he's interacted.
Not that I agree with.
Yeah. I don't think Michigan fans are nearly as knowledgeable as Ohio State fans when it comes to football. I've yet to meet a Michigan fan that has a sense of humor about his program or that has an ounce of objectivity in their body. I agree with... Wait, who's that?
Ohio State.
Reverberating with a mighty cheer.
The words to these songs are crazy, aren't they?
See how they fall. Never let that team get the ball. Hell, the gang's all here. So I heard the song a lot growing up.
The gang's all here?
Yeah, it's written in 1920.
I know. Isn't it weird the way people talked?
Yeah, Swami River.
See here.
She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
That team's really crackerjack. Isn't that a big term in the 20s?
What's he really know about football?
Feinbaum? A lot.
Number one, do you play it? I mean, do you really know it?
I don't believe he played it. He doesn't look like he played it.
Feinbaum didn't play it.
Can you tell me about technique? What would you know if a guard, about guard play? What would you really know? You know what a nickel package is.
Wait a sec, though. You can study something and learn about it. You don't necessarily have to do it.
You really have to go through it to know it, if you're going to make statements like that.
Well, the best guy, I mean,
covered it for years.
In my opinion, the best guys are the color guys, who are the players, who are the coaches.
Herb Street, watching a game. I told you about Jesse Palmer. I can't stand him on GMA. He is phenomenal doing color for a game.
Yeah, and he's done it.
What the proper technique is for delivering a ball, right, when you're a quarterback. You know, Tebow, you see the big windup, but can you tell me what the proper technique is? where your elbow should be before you're going
to... Can Brent Musburger tell you that? No, nope. I don't think so. No. Nope. I doubt it.
But Brent Musburger doesn't go around calling people sniveling and they don't know anything about football.
Just because you throw a football the perfect way doesn't mean you can't analyze a team. I mean...
No, but when you make a statement like they don't know anything about football, what is it you know about football?
Personnel? Sure, I know a little bit about football, but I don't pretend to know what guys like Chris Spielman know. I mean, I would never suggest.
Where a free safety is supposed to be.
Those are two totally different things you're talking about, though.
I'm not. No, when you say they don't know football, I know football. I don't know if you know football.
I think Paul Feinbaum knows the state of college football probably as good as anybody.
Well, he knows it as a guy making money, and he's like any sports radio guy. You know names, you know sets, you know plays, but you don't know football.
He knows the Southeast Conference. He knows the teams. He knows the history.
Yes.
But does he know, when he looks at a set on the field, does he know what's going to happen? Does he know because of the defense and the play that they're about to run?
Or if a cornerback's going to be inside technique or outside technique?
I would think so.
I don't know.
I would think he knows some of that, but
there's
coaches that never played. Mike Leach never played football, and he's coaching Washington State.
But Mike Leach.
That happens.
Mike Leach never played football?
Never played football. He played rugby.
Where do you learn about football?
I think when he started coaching.
I mean, but how do you
lower levels? You can learn. Well, you can learn something.
It's just
practicing.
But he's a young guy, isn't he?
Leach is fairly young. Yeah.
I mean, that's an amazing. Because I used to think
there's one other head coach in FBS that didn't play.
There's always a couple.
Yeah.
Oh God, coached the guy does color for Tirico.
Now?
Blonde hair.
Gruden?
Gruden, yeah. Gruden, for some reason, I thought Gruden didn't play football. And then he was the third string quarterback.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But he was always a backup. He never played it down in college, but he studied the game, and he played in practice all the time. So it's interesting, though, how sometimes the guys that aren't the best players make such great coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys that are great players.
Speaking of third string quarterbacks, are you pumped for Jeff George Jr.? Illinois quarterback this weekend, the third string quarterback.
I know, it's really interesting. I guess you said he's a two-star out of high school?
He was a two-star, and he actually gray-shirted, which means he paid his way through the first year and then got a scholarship, I guess.
So he.
I'm not sure if he's the official starter, but there was rumors that because they've had injuries.
I like that he believes in himself, though, enough to go to a Big Ten school and
Daddy's school?
Walk on. Yeah, it's
Jeff George.
Cool.
Remember Jeff George?
He was super talented.
Oh, yeah. Great.
He was a pussy.
He was a dick.
That was his problem.
He was an asshole, yeah. His teammates hated him. Mm-hmm. He was an accurate passer, though. God, he had a great arm. But, yeah, he was not the guy you wanted when the game was on the line. All right, we'll wrap part one, and we'll see you in part two.
See ya.